This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart here on KYKN. Thanks for joining us for your noon hour. We're with you every weekday from noon to one to talk about local issues, local ideas, local institutions, local individuals, all of that great stuff that affects your pocketbook, affects your quality of life here in the Salem-Kaiser area and the greater Marion and Polk County. What a fabulous Willamette Valley day. I have two guests in the studio today. So Dave, you know, I can't ask him how much he's enjoyed this beautiful Friday. And yes, there's some weather threats out there. So everybody, don't freak out. Don't freak out. Be careful. Be careful, but don't freak out. Anyway, it'll all be fine. Leave work early. Get home safe. Crank up the heat. Grab some Netflix. It'll all be fine. At any rate, it is a fabulous Willamette Valley day, which is every day in the Willamette Valley, no matter what the weather is, because it's such a great place to live. Today, I am excited to have some guests in. You know, I'm always excited about guests. But when it comes to governance, when it comes to taxes, when it comes to what we pay for, the role of the primary role, in my opinion, is to keep us safe. So I'm very big on public safety. Closely followed by infrastructure, where I want my tax dollars spent. But public safety, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the people that work for our safety in Salem Police and Salem Fire and all of the jurisdictions around this area. So today we've got Deputy Chief of the Salem Police Department, Steve Belshaw, in the studio. Say hi, Steve.
Good morning. And good afternoon, I guess.
Thank you for being here. And Dan Wellert, who is this citizen volunteer. And Dan is the Police Foundation president, and we're going to learn about why the police have a foundation and the kind of work they do. We're going to get updates on the building. We're going to find out what it's like to work for Chief Moore and and the crew there. We've had Chief Moore on, who I think is terrific. So welcome to the studio, Dan.
Hey, Brent.
So first of all, let's start with Dan. You live in the community. You're not a cop.
Nope. All right. Private citizen.
So how'd you get involved in the Police Foundation, and what the heck is a Police Foundation?
Oh, the Police Foundation. I'll start with what the heck the Police Foundation is. So the Salem Police Foundation was founded in 2010 by a group of citizens. The Police Foundation's goal is to support our officers. I think most of us know that the job that they do every day is... It's a tough job.
Yeah.
And so in 2010, it was founded, you know, by this small group. And one of the beginning projects were the officers, the foundation raised money by themselves to provide the they call it like blowout kits. It's a trauma kit for each officer. So the officers didn't currently have those, and raise the money, put them all together, assign them to each officer, which still goes on today, right, Steve? They all have one?
Yes.
And budgets are tight, and we all know. Yeah. And sometimes, if you watch the budget committee, you know, sometimes it's a choice between, hey, can we provide this equipment to the people that would be nice, mm-hmm. Or can we get another officer? And then it, you know, defaults to, hey, we'll put more personnel on the streets kind of thing. Yeah. And that's the budget struggle. So the foundation kind of backfills is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the next project was canine training facility. The Salem Police Department, personally, I know, and almost all the community knows, they have just an awesome canine force. And so the foundation went out, fundraised, and actually helped build the current canine training facility. You know, From those small beginnings with the community support, it's since grown to just where we are today. And you know, the one thing I really want to make clear, that how thankful we are that Salem's all these citizens support these causes. Usually each year at Breakfast with the Chief, which I'm sure we'll talk about more, coming up. At Breakfast with the Chief, we announced these projects that we want to fundraise for. And it's just amazing how many people come forward and just support our cause. You know, it's definitely not the board members of the foundation. It's those citizens supporting us to help the department.
So it's clearly a nonprofit.
Clearly.
Citizen group. Volunteer board, right?
Volunteer, yeah.
And you answered part of my question, is where does the money come from?
Citizens.
Donations. Tax-deductible donations.
Yeah, and...
But you said the event, the Breakfast with the Chief, mm-hmm. Now that raises money that goes into the coffers?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And one big thing, so this year, Breakfast with the Chief, it's coming up very soon, February 20th. It's going to be at the Convention Center downtown here in Salem, 7:30 a.m. for everyone. This year, we're going to be unveiling the largest project that we had taken on to date that was a partnership, federal grant money, and Steve can talk to some of the specifics from the department. But the foundation, we went out and raised a portion of these funds for a command vehicle, which it replaced the previous command vehicle, which was a Suburban with an Easy Up. The cadets held down in the wind. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like it's going to do the trick in the Cascadia event.
Yeah. our mission is to promote the community support for the Salem Police Department. And that's just in our beings, in our bones, on the board, and these citizens that so graciously support us. You'd asked earlier how I came about mm-hmm. to be on the foundation, and I'd gone through the Salem leadership with the chamber, and after I finished that, I got a call one day, and they said, hey, the Police Foundation is looking for board members. Would you be interested? And I'm in the construction industry, and I'd previously been involved in boards that were related to the construction industry, so I went home and I talked to my wife, and I said, you know, I feel a draw to this, you know, to step outside of my normal industry. My family, my uncle had been a police officer, and I said, I'd really be interested in this. And, you know, I have to thank my wife. She said, go for it.
Awesome.
And,
you need that support.
Yeah. Once I started getting involved in seeing just how great our department is, the leadership, you know, Steve and Chief and everybody there, quite honestly, it just sucked me in. And mm-hmm. I wanted to just do anything I could to advocate in the community for our department, support our officers, find those things, because, you know, there is a definite cap on funding that we could go out as a community.
Well,
provide
I know
them.
When I see you, I thank you for doing it. We talk a lot on Newsmakers about how to plug in and the differences you can make in your community, and how a lot of times plugging in and finding an opportunity to find your passion, people find through getting involved with the Salem Area Chamber. So we're going to have to take a break. We've been talking with Dan Wellert, who is the president of the Police Foundation. He does have a day job, by the way.
Yeah.
Does live in Salem, volunteering in Snohomish to help produce some of that good work in the Police Foundation. And we're going to talk when we come back with Steve Belshaw, Deputy Chief, about the new building and how you can get updates and all that good stuff. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne, and we've got two guests in our studio today. We're talking about Salem Police. It's event coming up, Breakfast with the Chief. It's building coming up out of the ground, which is enormous project. And, of course, the Salem Police Foundation. We have Steve Belshaw, Deputy Chief. So welcome again, Steve. We didn't get to let you talk very much that first segment. But tell us a little bit about what your role is at the department and how long you've been there.
I got to say, it's quite an accomplishment that you didn't get me to talk in that first segment, because usually you can't shut me up. So I've been with the police department for 29 years. I've served in a lot of different capacities. I've been a detective, a sergeant in internal affairs, drug unit, all those different things. And now I'm the deputy chief over the support division, which is all the stuff, which means I inherited the building project, which is almost a full-time job.
I was going to say, now you have two jobs.
On top of the other stuff. So, yeah. So, but Dan was very modest about the role of the Salem Police Foundation and the breakfast with the chief. We have huge community support. Salem Health is our title sponsor for this year's breakfast with the chief. So they are really all in. Folks can sign up at going to salempolicefoundation.org. Sign up. The only reason we ask you to sign up is so we've got a chair for you and a free breakfast
and a
for
breakfast.
You. So, so that's all we want you to do to sign up. But last year, Dan mentioned our canine corps, and we expect to get about 8 years out of the dogs. And we had two dogs that had to retire at 4 years of age, which was unexpected, and we didn't budget for that. The community stepped up. And between the middle of December and the middle of January, raised $75,000 for the purchase and training of three new police dogs.
Wow.
Which is amazing. So I think people love dogs more than police officers, but they love those dogs. And so, you know, amazing support through the foundation and the outreach for the community. And you can find some of that stuff if you search for Salem Police Foundation on Facebook and follow that Facebook page. But
all right, so the event is bright and early in the morning, 7:30 in the morning. It's on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can come.
Anybody can come.
And fill the house. It's at the convention center.
Yeah, it's y'all come. So
okay.
Bring your friends and family. Just sign up. And the only reason, again, is so we got enough food for you.
So we get to hear from the chief.
You get to hear from the chief.
Do we have to hear from Steve as well?
You do.
Okay.
You have to hear from me as well.
So we'll get some of the updates and learn some of the things we don't have time to cover on Newsmakers.
Right.
And some of the things that they will unveil that we haven't been able to touch. So, well, that's great. In terms of Breakfast with the Chief, 20th, Salem Convention Center, 7:30. And where do they go to sign up?
SalemPoliceFoundation.org.
All right.
And also there's a link on Facebook.
Huh?
Yeah, if you go to Salem Police Foundation on Facebook.
Okay, so thank you. Thank you, Dan. And Deputy Chief Belshaw, you're always the person that's being quoted in the press, right? So you get to do the public relations for the police.
Some of it, yeah. We have a PIO, but somehow they still manage to find me on occasion, so...
Okay, so you get to talk about, I mean, when you look at the national scene, how is Salem's force in its relationship with the community, its morale in the community? It just seems like we had this huge swing from 2001,
mm-hmm.
and everyone was celebrating, all first responders of all types, to now, if you're wearing blue, then you're suspect kind of thing. And somewhere in the middle lies the truth in America, and I'm actually a celebrated first responder myself.
Yeah.
But how's Salem's police? How's the morale and how's the relationship with the community?
So let me tell you, the local scene is vastly different than the national scene.
Indeed.
So when we started to go out for the bond measure for the new building, one of the things council said was you need to do a public poll of what the support is for public safety. We hired a national firm to do that polling. And the satisfaction for public safety, police and fire, medics, 87%.
Wow. I don't think you can get 87% to people to believe that the sun rises in the east.
No.
That's pretty darn good.
No. And the polling company said they had never seen results that high for any government polling that they had ever done.
Terrific.
As I talk to my officers, they say not a day goes by that some citizen doesn't tell them thank you for what you do. So the support we have out there, and you asked me what it's like to work for Jerry Moore, it can be challenging at times, but you've met him.
Mm-hmm.
His belief is do the right thing and take care of people and take care of each other. And that has filtered down to our officers, and they do the right thing and they take care of people, and that is their mission. And people like that, and people expect that. And so... that's why we have that respect in the community.
Well, we did have the chief on, I think in December, while back. He did great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most difficult questions I gave him, he handled brilliantly, of course. If you're listening, Chief, big supporter. We're lucky to have him. So next question, let's talk about the building. So
okay.
The building, I drive by it every day, and I look at the earthworks going up and now some foundation work going up. So you said something before the show that there's a building buzz,
mm-hmm.
right? So people can see what's coming up next.
So on the City of Salem website, under the police department, there's a tab for the new building. And every month, sometimes twice a month, if something really cool is happening, we will do a short video, 5 minutes or less, called The Building Buzz, that gives updates of what's going on with the building and what is coming up next. And we've done some really cool stuff. You know, our site is really close to the site of the first settlement here in Salem, along Mill Creek there. So we had to do some archaeological stuff with the tribes and things like that. We found over 9,000 artifacts in excavating that
wow.
site.
That's
we
incredible.
Had an archaeology day where the public came and they toured the site and they talked to the archaeologists that were on scene there, and so it was just really cool to learn about that history and learn what was there and just the history of that. So Salem Tent and Awning actually started on that site. You know pretty much everybody has always known Salem Tent and Awning to be in West Salem, but the old maps from the early 1900s showed that their site was originally there. So,
what's the timeline to have for completion?
Completion date is September 2020.
Okay.
That's not necessarily a move-in date. That's when the building's completed. So we should be in the building by January of 2021.
It has to be a lot more complex to build a public safety building. Mm-hmm. It's more than just a police building, but a public safety building
right.
than it is to throw up an office building.
So the new standards, so when, I know this will come as a complete shock to you, when the city hall was built, there were no earthquake standards.
Wow.
So word to the wise, if there's an earthquake coming, don't be in
don't
there.
Be in the basement.
Yeah,
of it.
So the new building standards for a public safety building, like a police station, a fire station, or a hospital, is that after a major event, that building has to be operational within 24 hours. So that does cost more to build that. So the plumbing has to be fastened down so it doesn't break loose. The wiring has to be in conduits. The foundation has to be much stronger. So there is a greater cost to that, but that building will also serve as the city's emergency operations center in an event, because it will be the building that will be standing. So.
And they'll be doing it for a couple generations.
Yes.
Backup power as well.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I remember back in 2008 and 2007, I think,
mm-hmm.
that we passed the fire bond. And it was just astonishing to people. We didn't have seismic retrofits in our fire stations.
Yeah.
And most fire stations didn't have emergency backup power,
mm-hmm.
Which is incredibly precarious for a community. So
yeah.
So happy we got those upgrades done in the fire department then. So that's darn exciting. So let's talk real quick about what did we get for the money that we're bonding that we not get? Because some of us wanted to spend more money in the mm-hmm. community, and some of us didn't want to spend this money in the community, and we came across something that we could live with, or a majority of voters decided
right.
they could live with, because we did want a building that was going to do more than just house lockers or police cars on that kind of thing. So what did we get and not get?
So we will have a state-of-the-art building. We will have the biggest standalone police building in the state.
Wow.
So that is really cool. But the things that people don't realize, like right now, all our officers have to have so many hours of training every year to maintain their certification. The only way I can train them is I have a group of them up at Brooks right now for their in-service training. So I lose about 25 minutes of driving in the morning, 25 minutes of driving in the afternoon that could be used for training time. But I don't have that ability to do that on site. And so a lot of these things that we have to parse out to other places, we will be able to do on site. We'll also be able to host training, city training. Mm-hmm. We'll be able to host police training. We'll be able to do a lot of things and hold events that we've never been able to hold before. So, and as I mentioned before this, this is not just a big deal for the police department. This is a big deal for the city of Salem. Mm-hmm. One of the things we are missing in our current building is a front door. So if you're being chased by an angry ex-boyfriend or something like that, and you pull into that underground parking lot and you're trying to make a run to the first floor to find the police department, you're not, that's not a lot of luck there. And so to have a building that is visible, that's on a high traffic area, that has a front door where you can pull up in front of that building and know you can come in and get help, is a big deal for the community.
Well, I fall in the category that I only want to pay for it once. So I've lived in Salem and paid taxes in Salem for a long time. I'm going to continue paying taxes in Salem for a long time. And I want you to build not what we need today, but what we need 30 years, 40 years from now. So I'm glad it's being done. It's always painful when you get your property tax bill. Nobody likes that any more than they like their insurance bill. Like I said, as a citizen, as a taxpayer, I don't want to pay for it once. I don't want you to go halfway. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate what's going on there. It must be exciting for the officers on the street to know that they're going to have this new facility. Their operations are going to be more efficient. You know, you mentioned the travel time to Brooks, and it's also they need to be close to downtown and close to the courts and all those things.
Yeah.
So to have the technology, I imagine the technology will go up. Just the facilities for the officers in terms of where their equipment goes. Will there be workout rooms? I mean, how do they?
There will be workout rooms. There's storage. There will be places
evidence?
To train. So
evidence is going to be there.
Evidence. We rent all kinds of off-site storage to store evidence, which kind of puts us at risk. And our crime lab, of course, is at Willow Lake. So every day we're transporting evidence 7 miles. To Willow Lake to be processed, and then they've got to transport it back. And it's not helpful to have your detectives in one place and your crime lab 7 miles away, and you're not having those conversations about the cases that you're working. So,
all right, we're going to have to break. I could talk for 2 hours on this. I think that sometimes you do have to spend money sometimes to do things the right way in the most fiscally responsible way. So I'm glad we're having a chat today. All right, we're talking to Steve Belshaw, Deputy Chief, Salem Police. And, of course, Dan Wellert is with us, the Police Foundation President. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the foundation again, the projects that they have done and the projects they'd like to see in the future, and maybe how it plays a role into our new building. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on KYKN, your Newsmaker Hour. At the noon hour, we talk about local things. Dan Wellert, Police Foundation President's here. Steve Belshaw, Deputy Chief of the Salem Police Department, is here. There are a couple of things, so many things to talk about. We're really going to have one more conversation here with these gentlemen. So quickly, let's talk about the Citizens Academy, because we want to know two things. We want to give the audience, the listener, two things to know. One, how can they help the foundation? And also, how can they learn more about the police department? And Dan, you were saying that you went through the Citizens Academy and highly recommend it.
Yes.
And what does it do? What kind of commitment do we need? What do I have to do?
So, right?
Do I get a gun?
Well, you get to shoot guns.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Citizens Academy. I was just amazed. I was amazed because of how much effort the department has put in to really give a citizen a feel for all the different divisions. You know, you have a bomb squad day, canine day, detectives and drugs. You get to drive a patrol car fast at DPSST, range day. But, you know, one of the biggest things for me was the con sims, where it's a simunition, a paint round, Steve, where they put you in these very, very safe scenarios on how a officer has to react if somebody pulls a gun or doesn't pull a gun in these stressful situations. And, you know, it really makes you see that this job is not as simple as you might think it is.
Well, I certainly don't. In case anybody ever accuses me of thinking I'm good at something, I will also tell them what I would be terrible at. I'd be a terrible cop. There's no way. We talked about this on the show. I even told it. I just admire what they do and how much restraint they have to have in a very what could be a very escalating situation, and have to make decisions very fast. You said CONSIM. I'm assuming that's a conflict simulation. All right.
Yes. Quick.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great training, and what you mentioned is why people freeze is they are faced with situations they've never ever seen before. And so we found that shooting at paper targets, you don't come across very many cardboard people out there in the public. So we want them to deal with live people, people that will react and those kinds of things, so that your brain gets used to seeing these situations. So when you're out there on the street, you don't freeze. Your brain says, I've seen this before. I can react. I can overcome this. I can do this thing. So we start from day one slowly exposing our officers to real life situations so that when they're out there, they do really well.
All right. So who can participate in Citizens Academy? What does it cost in money and in time?
So anybody that lives or works in Salem is eligible to apply, and go to the City of Salem website for police and you'll see a link to Citizens Academy. It is 12 weeks, one night a week for 3 hours. It's usually Wednesday night. And then there are three Saturday classes. Now, the three Saturday classes are going and shooting guns, driving a police car fast, and blowing up stuff. So it's, people are not too sad about giving up a Saturday for those kinds of things.
You are not bored, I promise. Yeah.
So this is your police department, and we want you to understand your police department. And that's been our commitment for over 20 years. I've run the police academy forever, and we want you – and really, I try and pick the instructors. I could have any officer teach traffic enforcement because they all write tickets, but I pick that guy that lives and breathes traffic, that sees – what that means of, you know, people speeding and how that affects the community and those kinds of things. And so we get the officers that just live and breathe this stuff, and you will feel their excitement and their passion about what they're doing.
Interesting. All right. I also want to make sure we talk to Dan, Police Foundation. How, if someone is inspired and they can't go through the academy, but they do want to be supportive of public safety and the police department specifically, how can they help the Police Foundation?
If you want to support the Police Foundation, there's really two ways I see. You know, there's the financial way if you feel inclined to give. You know, we always have some cause we're working on, or like Steve said, the canines. Canines, just like our pets, they do get old, they do have to retire, and it's very expensive, especially when an unforeseen incident like Steve talked about this past fall, that's not in the budget. Then there's the volunteer way. There's a huge need, I'm sure, at the department for additional community volunteers. The numbers of volunteer hours at the police department is staggering. You can volunteer, you know, potentially with the department or with the foundation.
I'm surprised. I think that'd be a surprise to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That they can come down and help the police department with volunteer time.
Our volunteers last year gave the equivalent of 8 full-time employees.
Wow.
So that's a lot of volunteer hours.
Indeed.
You know, I think one of the messages when people ask how can they help, I say the same thing that I say to someone that is suspect of the police department, or maybe not a supporter, even completely anti-police. I say the same thing to them. Go on a ride along. It's free. Steve can give the instructions on that. You go on a ride along and experience what an officer goes through just, you know, in a half a shift. It's just groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. To see what they do. And if you want to help, there's multiple segues. Reach out to us at the foundation, the department. But that's what I suggest. Go on that ride along. And, you know, that's That's why I do what I do.
All right. Yeah. So we have an opportunity to give, of course, an opportunity to maybe sponsor, especially if there's a particular project. Mm-hmm. If you want to learn more about it and what's going on, you can attend to Breakfast with the Chief at the Salem Convention Center on the 20th. So look to do that, 7:30 in the morning, and get you fed and educated and on your way. And you can also do a ride-along. Look, you get to put yourself in the car, not in the shoes, but in the car of a police officer and see what they're going through. Must be very enlightening. I did it years and years ago at night on overnight shift. And, yeah, it was surprising. And actually even hearing the officers talk out loud about what he was seeing and deductions he was making about what he was seeing in the community was really enlightening, really interesting. So that was great.
So last thing, go to the website, follow the building buzz. You can sign up and get email updates every month from us about the building. And we have a live camera on the site that updates every 5 minutes. So you can go to that and see the progress of the building.
And by the website, you mean cityofsalem.net.
Correct.
And then you go to the page for the police, cityofsalem.net, and then go to the police department website.
Correct.
All right. Hey, by the way, if you know somebody who was really likes public safety, be interested in the show, wait till it gets posted to our website at KYKN. And all the podcasts, all the previous shows, and you can link it. If you have a website or a Facebook page for the Police Foundation, you can post a link to the podcast as well if people want to hear it. All right, last time, because we are going to just have a few more minutes with these gentlemen, is what projects has the foundation enabled and or can you foresee them enabling that you'd like to talk about? Both, actually, a question for Dan, and if there's anything you just want to say, hey, we're really proud of this. A question for Deputy Chief Belshaw, what has really made an impact that the officers on the street really appreciate?
You know, for the fund, they're all special, you know, to me, and I'm sure the foundation. Taking on the command vehicle, you know, it's scary for the foundation just because, you know, this is a large, large project, and it was a multi-year project. It was something the community needs so bad, and all of them are dear to us, but that command vehicle, there was such a big need for the community for that.
A big need and a big ticket. That'll be something enormous that, frankly, we're going to see for the for our, the rest of our lifetime. That's going to be serving our community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. All of them have been a big deal. The first one Dan mentioned was the trauma kits. Those were used to save the life of a Benton County sergeant that was shot when our officers were there. Every officer carries them. Fortunately, we have not had to use them on an officer yet, but we have used those trauma kits to save at least 5 lives that we know of citizens out there because the officers had that and were able to render first aid before the medics got there.
That's powerful.
It really is. And we wouldn't have, that's not something that was in the budget for our officers, and the foundation stepped up and raised that money. So it's a big deal.
That is a big deal. We're talking about a foundation that's only been around for 8, not even 9 years. We didn't have before, and it gets launched out of community passion to help. And people are alive today because it happened.
You know, and just to touch on one thing, like Steve said with the budget, the things that the foundation works on, you know, to fundraise for the department, you are making a direct impact into community safety. It's going directly into their hands, into the department. So that's important.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of respect, and I did a lot of, let's say, Little League coaching, right? And I have good friends and Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts and a lot of volunteers. And there's a lot, what we like to think is there are a lot of men who are better men for having, for us having volunteered and put time into investing in them. Mm-hmm. But it's not saving someone's life. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, we did that. You know, it happened to be in the police car and with the police officer. But this person is alive today that wouldn't be without the foundation. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you in that. We're going to have to go. But Dan Weller, thank you for the work you do in the community.
Thank you, Brent.
And Deputy Chief Steve Belshaw, thank you for your long service to the Salem Police, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Of course. You're welcome.
You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Stay with us because we're going to be talking about the Salem Roadster Show just before the end of the hour. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart along with Dave Bourne. We're going to finish up our noon hour today talking to Greg Roach about the Salem Roadster Show. I have a little bit of time here before the top of the hour, and we thank you for being with us.
Yes. Welcome,
the Roadster Show is kind of down your alley. Hey, Greg, welcome.
How's everybody doing?
Excellent, excellent. Roadster Show, I want to know everything about it. What's your role? Let's start with that.
Well, myself and my business partner, Bob Simons, we created this show 13 years ago. And we're promoters, owners of the show.
Cool. And where do we go? What can we expect?
Well, it's going to be at the Jackman Long Building at the Oregon State Field Grounds on Saturday the 16th and Sunday the 17th, a week from now. We're hoping for a little better weather by then, but we'll see what happens.
Well, is it inside or outside?
It's inside. But we have cars coming from California, Washington, and Oregon. So the hard part is getting them here.
Greg, what's a roadster?
We feel pretty good about it.
Sorry. Greg, what's a roadster?
Well, it's just a name. It's just for a hot rod show, basically. Roadster is usually a fenderless open car, like in 30s and so forth. But there's all sorts of different people have different ideas what a roadster is. But this is just basically a name. It's just there for a car show, a hot rod show, basically. Classic cars. We have classic cars, hot rod cars, muscle cars. Occasionally we have motorcycles. And we had an airplane once, small airplane, and a boat. So we get a little bit of everything there.
Do you have any airplanes that turn into roadsters? Now that would be a sign.
No, we haven't quite figured out how to do that.
So the Salem Roadster Show, it's at the Salem Fairgrounds, 16th and 17th. 13th year in existence. It must have been hard. I mean, anytime you're doing a new initiative, it takes a while to get up critical mass and public awareness. So hopefully the attendance has grown over the years. Is there a cost to get in?
The cost is $11 for adults and children, or not children, youth from up to age 17 are free all weekend. And then on Sunday, we do ladies $5 entry admission.
Well, that's sexist, and I'm personally offended. I'm going to start an online petition.
We started that because one of our first years we did that, we didn't really plan very well, and it ended up on Valentine's Day. We thought, well, we better do something with that. So we've kind of kept that.
All right, so it's nice to know that anybody who is basically is not old enough to have a driver's license can come in here and look at these machines that they could dream about handling and driving at some
point. I did that when I went to the car shows. My dad used to take me, and I fell in love with the cars way back when, yeah.
That's pretty affordable for a family. They can, and two adults could come in.
And we always get the question, do we have a senior discount? Well, we base that on kind of a senior, because most of the people we get there are over 55, for the most part. So we kind of based it on that. We decided to give the break to the youth and to give it to the ladies on Sunday. And we kept our same price for at least 5 or 6 years.
Well, that's just wrong. I think we had to broaden that demographic and get a these things are cool.
Come on, you guys can afford it.
These things are
Greg.
I wasn't being facetious. I think, for a couple to come in for $22, but their kids come in free, what a great thing
reasonable.
To do on a weekend with the family, with the kids, get them out of the house. They're not playing Little League yet. It's February. So
right.
Thank you for having an event in February to begin with. So, I think it's great family-friendly kind of thing. You can go out and check it out, even if you're not into roadsters. You don't see these things every day.
No, it's so cool to see them.
Oh, and we bring cars in. We have several $1 million worth of cars. I mean, we bring them in from California, sometimes Nevada. We had one from Nevada. They had to cancel, not because of weather, because of something else. And Canada sometimes. And this year we do a charity, but last year we had a deputy here in Marion County. His wife was going through some problems, medical problems, and we donated $1,000 to the family. This year we have one that's really special too, and maybe most of their listeners have heard, Corporal Ronell Singh down in Newman, California. Life was taken by, he's a legal immigrant that came here from, I think it's Fiji or someplace over there someplace, I'm not quite sure. And on December 26th at 1 o'clock in the morning, his life was taken, and he left behind a wife and a five-month-old son. Mm. And so we are going to donate $1,000, and we're going to have, we've set it up with the Newman Police Department, so we're going to try to raise money. We have some auction items we're going to put up for auction. We're asking for donations directly to them. You know, if you write a check, you're going to write it right to the Ron L. Singh Memorial Fund. Every dime we get is going to them, so we're going to try to hopefully raise $3,000 or $4,000 to send down to the family.
That is terrific. Thank you for your efforts. It's always nice to see an event, you know, try to raise money for, you know, people that need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Greg Roach, Salem Roadster Show, 16th and 17th of this month, here in Salem. Are you drawing people in from outside Salem and Kaiser?
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah,
is your
we actually send flyers out to past car owners. We advertise in a magazine that hits the whole Northwest. So we get people out of California. We get them out of Southern Oregon, Washington, up to Seattle, Bellingham. We get quite a few.
Hopefully they come and leave a little bit of money behind in our local economy.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
Yeah,
our hotels.
Yeah, they
got to
stay somewhere. Come on now. Hey, Greg, what's the hours for the show?
The hours on Saturday are 9 to 6, and on Sunday it's 9 to 5.
Is there a Facebook page or a website that people could refer to and see what...
Yeah, and it's salem-roadstershow.com.
Salem-roadstershow.com. And really quickly, what are you looking forward to seeing? What's a special vehicle that you may have seen before or never seen before that you're really looking forward to?
We have a couple. We have the 32 Ford that was on Pawn Stars, television show Pawn Stars. We have that. Came up from Arizona. It's in Washington, but it'll be coming down, if weather permitting. And then we have a 40 Ford pickup that won Best Pickup at the SEMA show, and that's a specialty equipment marketing association. It's a huge marketing show in Las Vegas, and to win Best Pickup of that show is an amazing award. And it's out of Portland. Carolina Customs built it. They're one of our major sponsors, and they're bringing that to our show.
I bet these,
never been seen.
These cars span decades, right?
Oh, yeah. We get, once in a while we get some in the 20s, but usually 30, 40, 50, 60, 70s. Then we've got a couple, two, three newer cars, but they're kind of different, so we let them come. You know, we put them in there. We have a wide variety of stuff.
And each one is probably one custom of a kind.
Yeah, not somewhat, but they're a stock or they're custom or they're, you know, muscle cars or whatever. They're just a wide, we try to make a wide variety of cars, so a little something for everybody.
Well, thank you for being with us. That's Greg Roach from Salem Roadster Show coming up on the 16th and 17th at the Salem Fairgrounds. It'll be inside. Be sure to hit it.
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining us on Newsmakers today. For Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, it's been a pleasure having our guests, and you guys be safe out there. 1430 KYKN, Salem is listening.
See you Tuesday for me. Brent will be
this
here.
This has been Lynn Fenton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.